be great.
All right, today is Monday, April 11, 2016. It's now 5:15 p.m. I will call to order this meeting of the Alloway Board of Appeals. And I will first ask for roll call. Please indicate aye if you are here. Wes Kornowski.
Aye.
Robert Kapla.
Aye.
Gary Strahan.
Aye.
Carol Ewald.
Aye.
And Jeff Jacobs is here. We do have one alternate with us tonight, but he's not permitted to take part in the meeting because we're all here. So thanks for coming, though. next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our November 9, 2015 meeting. And everyone should have received a copy of those minutes. Are there any comments or questions about those minutes? Hearing none, we could entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor, so indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the petition of Gary Gora. Is that correct?
That's correct.
911 Catherine Street, requesting a 3-foot variance from the side yard setback when constructing a new garage at 911 Catherine Street, parcel AL1692. The applicable village ordinance provides that detached accessory buildings shall not project to within 4 feet of any side lot. Mr. Dora, would you step forward and indicate what you're interested in doing with your petition?
At the present time, on my property, there is a garage that's 15 feet wide and it's 18 feet long. And it is 32 inches off the back lot line and 1 foot off the side lot line. As you can see on the sketch, I propose to tear it down and build a larger garage, either 26 or 28 feet long and 16 feet wide. The reason to keep it a foot away from the property line on the side is there's a beautiful tree alongside of it, and I don't want to take it down. If I have to move the garage forward to get the 4 foot setback. The other thing is the lot is only 40 feet wide. So if I move it over 4 feet, build a garage, I basically have no lot left. So that's about it.
All right. Well, would anyone like to ask any questions of Mr. Barr?
So the new garage is within a foot of the side lot. Is the old one at the same location?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the rear yard setback's okay, right?
Yes.
And that's going to remain?
If anything, I'm going to pull it either 4 or 5 feet.
I thought I heard something about it. That's why I was asking. Okay.
Yeah.
You have
the Oddfellows property in the back. It's like 4.5 feet higher. My garage slab is all busted up. It's full of water. So I'm going to raise the slab 4 inches only and then put a curb on it so that the water doesn't get in there and rot the 2x4s in the base. So.
You've had a problem here with water in the past, right?
Yes.
That's
and it only got worse when they put the addition
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
And
you
know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to butt in. And why does the water flow into your garage?
The elevation of the Oddfellows home is 4.5 feet higher, and the setback from the property line is the minimum required. I think it was 25 or 30 feet. So.
Yeah.
And they slope the property right to the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see here, the Oddfellows property is here, Gary's garage is here.
Right, and the garage, you can see right now that the driveway continues right along the property line. So if I did have to move the garage over 4 feet, it wouldn't line up with the driveway anymore.
And if you moved the property over the garage over 4 feet, what would that do to your lawn?
I would have to, if I moved it over 4 feet and wanted to save the tree, I'd have to move the garage 20 feet closer to the house, which is on the bottom of the page there, and you'd be putting it basically right in the middle of the lot. There'd be no grass.
You'd lose all green space, a lot of the green space?
Yes. Right now, it's pretty wet in there because all the water comes off of the Oddfellows home and the water stands there. So.
And looking at the drawing, those lots are all just 41 feet wide. This isn't a question for you. This would be a question for the village. How did they get away with 41-foot lots? I mean, that's kind of...
I think there's six in a row that are 41 feet, something like that.
They were probably approved before...
Before there was such a thing as zoning?
Ordinance.
Yeah.
It happens. Cost-effective, more than likely. Get six houses on
You'd
it.
You'd be
sure. Five.
What is the width of your current garage?
15 feet wide, and the length is 18 feet.
And the new garage is going to be how wide?
The new garage is going to be, I have since redrawn it, and it's going to be 15 feet on the back, and then when it's out by the front, to get the door, all the doors in the front, to prevent the water from coming, infiltrating into the garage, I'll have a 9-foot door and a passenger door in the front. I'm going to build it 18 feet wide. And it'll jog out like in an L shape, just where the door is.
So is it going to continue to be a single stall garage?
Yes. Yeah, right now I pull my pickup truck in there and it sticks out 3.5 feet.
Yeah. But I'm more curious about the width. You said currently it's 15 feet?
Yes.
And it's going to be...
If 15 feet again.
Okay. But then as it gets towards your house, it's going to get wider.
Yes. It's going to get 3 feet wider where the passenger door comes in.
If I may, so that I understand that correctly, what you're saying is you're going to widen a spot here?
Yes.
4 feet?
Yes. It would go out 3 feet. And back 8 feet.
Okay, so that the door in the walkway door you would come from here.
Yes. And everything stays in the front. There. With the 15, I'd like to keep it just a straight rectangle, but to get a 3-foot passenger door and a 9-foot overhead door, I've only got 6 inches between doors. There's no room for anything to be framed. Solid wood.
And that's a beautiful tree that sits in your yard there. I saw that.
Yes. It's gorgeous.
It sounds like all of this is about saving the tree.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, if the tree wasn't there, we wouldn't be here, would we?
No, I don't. I'd slide it over, yes. Plus, I don't want to lose the back air.
Sure.
You slide it over.
Tree or no tree, you lose some of the backyard if you slide it over.
Well, instead of losing the 3 feet that I'm going to lose now, I'd lose 7 feet.
Yeah, not much there to lose.
No.
What direction does your house face?
The house, the front of the house is facing south.
And have you talked to your neighbor at all?
On the side where the garage is, it's Ray Gofford. You can see his name down on the bottom. And I spoke with him, and he didn't have a problem with that if I kept it in the same location.
Was
I
he
did not speak to the people on the west side though.
Yeah. And it looks like his house is set back quite a bit from the side yard.
And was Mr. Gofford informed of this meeting?
Ray Gofford?
Yes.
Yes.
And okay. Actually,
everyone within 200 square foot
okay.
radius. And we received no correspondence.
I talked to Ray last
his house
summer and.
Is up in line there. Their house.
And he did not
he
have
has
a problem
low
with that.
Building back there. That kind of lines up with more with the garage.
It lines up with the garage back there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it actually looks, it would look really strange if his little building is there and your garage was forward too, and then your house is.
Yeah, as it is, with the fact that I'm adding on about 10 feet, or it's getting about 10 feet longer, it's going to stick out past that house now anyway.
I didn't go look because the pictures are so good.
It looks like something they can do with cameras nowadays.
But it looks like he's got a little guest house back.
Yeah, it is. It's two stories.
I think that's what originally that was.
Yeah.
The house up front was a two-story, I would call it a mansion, way back because it's an old house. And then your servants lived in the back quarters.
I was going to say mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're cruel.
The mother-in-law suit.
Cruel. Yeah, and there's a black family that lives in the back, and a white couple. I don't know what their names are. I know the lady in the back, her name is Cheryl. So.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Farrell? any members of the public wish to speak on this? Appears not.
Yeah, I had, Jeff, I had the opportunity. I stopped over at his house. And,
you have to give us.
I'm sorry, Dave Dorn, 3906.
Thank you.
3906 Popple Court. I just stopped over at Gary's house on Friday just to take a look at the setup to see how it is. And I personally don't see an issue at all. If he's not granted this, just the water runoff from Oddfellow's home is rotting his garage. I mean, eventually, over time, he's going to lose his garage. And that could, I told him that possibly could affect the value of his property.
Yeah, it doesn't look like something you'd want to repair.
No. I think we're past that.
No, that's framed out pretty poorly, too. They put the studs wherever they wanted to when they framed it out. So I think it starts out at 16 and goes to 32 and then 24, and 18. So not by normal construction standards nowadays.
All right, we do have a memo that we've all received from Planning and Zoning indicating that their recommendation that we decline this petition. Is that the variance here is actually 3 feet, I think, is it?
4 feet.
4 feet.
Yeah. I'm
the variance is three, right? The code is four. He wants to go to one, so the variance would be three. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Difference of three.
Yeah. 3 feet is the variance.
Yes.
Yeah.
4 feet is the total.
Correct.
That's the ordinance required. All right. Thank you very much. Any discussion here among the board members?
Well, I did go out to visit the site as well, and I think that there are a few special circumstances with this. One is that the structure behind the garage is very close, closer than you'd probably normally see if this were two residential properties up against each other.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I really can see that having that tree there also kind of frames your property so that you don't see as much that Oddfellow's home. And it also, you know, gives you a little privacy barrier that I think for you to pre- and I looked and some of your tree roots are up already, and there's really no way to move it over without damaging your tree. So I think your tree is a really important part of your lot situation. And also because your neighbor does have that accessory building back there, and they kind of line up together, if your garage is forced forward, it really is going to look more hodgepodgey in the back than it would if that garage can stay to the back, in addition to the very narrowness of the lot and moving the garage over off the lot line will really cause a serious disruption to any green space you have. So I think there are several unique features in this petition that caused me to think it's a good idea to grant the variance.
Yeah, the fact that it's already there, too.
That's right.
And when I first read this, I thought it was a request to move it closer to the fence. But you're right, when you go look at it, it's already there.
Yeah.
And if not for the tree, then you're right, we'd probably be having this meeting. But that does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments?
I would just add that I think the runoff from the back, from the Oddfellows home, is also a significant issue here, and farther you can get away from that lot line, and you know I understand that Gary's thinking of moving the whole thing forward a bit, and that would help.
Yeah, it's going to continue to be a problem either way. You can raise it up, put a curb on it, but you're still going to get runoff, right? Your yard's going to go underwater.
Yeah, most of the time. With the 4 foot difference, there's no way to avoid it.
Right.
They said they put a French drain system in there when they applied for the building permit, and I told them it would work, and they said they would, and it doesn't.
Yeah. All right, well, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention the standards that we have to go by when we make these decisions. So I'll do that, and Mr. Gore, you probably don't know this, but this is often a very hard burden to get past because
I'm way aware of it. I designed buildings for a
okay. So, one of the standards is unnecessary hardship, and that is a situation where, in the absence of a variance, an owner can make no physical use of a property, or strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome. And I think this is probably a situation in which strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome for a number of reasons. Certainly this is an extremely narrow lot, probably one of the most narrow in the village. And the situation with the rear of the property and the Oddfellows home is a problem with your water situation there. And, of course, we all would like to save trees whenever we can, and that would be a pity to lose the beautiful tree in your backyard or to give up any of your other green space back there, which you would have to do if you tried to conform with this ordinance. The hardship or difficulty must be peculiar to the zoning parcel in question and different from that of other parcels. And I think it is because of how narrow this parcel is, and you do have six of them in a row here, but like I say, this is, in my experience, highly unusual to find property this narrow just about anywhere. And I'll move on to the next factor, which is a unique property limitation. Unique physical characteristics of the property, not the desires of or conditions personal to the applicant, must prevent the applicant from developing in compliance with the zoning ordinance. I think, again, there are unique characteristics of this property, particularly with regard to the width. I don't think that this is simply your personal preference. I think you're trying to maintain as much as you can given the size of this lot. Finally, protection of the public interest, granting of a variance must neither harm the public interest nor undermine the purpose of the ordinance. I don't think that anyone could legitimately argue that there would be any harm to the personal interest in granting this variance. So with that, we can entertain a motion with regard to this petition.
Jeff, I would add one thing to what you stated under the hardship or difficulty peculiar. Part of that paragraph is that the hardship arises because of some unique property limitation of a parcel or because the property was created before the passage of the zoning ordinance. And I think that would apply also.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. I hope. I assume.
Yeah. I move that we grant the approval, or grant the request.
All right, and is there a second?
Second.
All right, then all those in favor of granting this petition say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. You have your variance.
Thank you very much.
All right, and do we have any announcements? Okay. So it looks like there's nothing else. We can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I will second.
All those in favor, so indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No. Motion.